The Army is moving hundreds of millions of dollars to the OASIS Professional Services government-wide contract. The Army and the GSA signed a memorandum of understanding Monday with new incentives to use OASIS. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me with details on this new agreement. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what is this memorandum between GSA and Army?
Well, the Army is committing to spend $500 million a year on OASIS professional services contract across five main areas: program management, consulting, science, financial services, and logistics. Harry Halleck is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Procurement. He says the Army's goal is to minimize redundant contracting efforts where the risk is low, while also increasing efficiencies for the Army. But the real reason for committing so much money through OASIS, well, Tom, it's money. Halleck says the Army will pay a fee of 0.1% instead of what other agencies are paying to use OASIS, which is 0.75%. So that's a pretty big discount for the Army.
Actually, I would tell you the first task orders have already come through. We're already using OASIS. What's nice about the arrangement we agreed upon is going back to January 1st, I think it is. So those that have already done before the signing of the agreement as of January 1st fall under the OASIS requirements. So we're there. We're doing it. We're using it. Professional services is probably the one that I think we'll get the most bang for the buck out of, just because we have so much of that we need. You know, a lot of those are the services that support our program managers and our PEOs, and that's a big part of our business.
Now, Halleck says the Army spent about 60% of its $73 billion procurement budget on services in 2014. Now, of that, about $3.5 billion was spent with GSA, and of that $3.5 billion, Tom, $1.8 billion was spent through GSA's professional services schedules. So you can see $500 million is a lot of money of that $1.8 billion. Jim Geloney is GSA's OASIS program executive officer. He says the agreement with the Army is one way GSA is trying to relook at how it serves its customers.
On OASIS, this sort of tiered fee structure is a pilot program. It's one of many things we're looking at across GSA. I think you can see there's a number of initiatives looking at different ways to recover costs. And, you know, we feel fairly confident that this will be successful.
Now, Geloney says the goal also is to reduce the workload and administrative costs for Army contracting officers. He says OASIS, you know, for everyone who uses it, is really designed to streamline the acquisition process. Now, for the Army, there's another reason why that there's a move to OASIS. Halleck says the Army wants to get rid, potentially, of existing professional services contracts.
There's no mandate at this point to do that. What we're hoping is that this working relationship works so well that people won't give it a second thought when the current contracts expire. And we're going to be looking at that from a headquarters perspective, that we don't just let them go. And if for some reason this isn't working, that's where Tiffany and I are going to have lots of dialogue together. And I don't anticipate that, frankly. I think it'll work, and I think it will be a natural thing. Like anything else, what's going to be interesting, and I've seen it myself being out in the field, on the customer's part, it's something new, it's something different. Even though it's their contracting officer that currently services them doing the job, but it's a different instrument. There's going to be a little bit of that we're going to have to get over. All it takes to get over that, in my mind, is a couple success stories, and then it'll take off.
Now, Halleck says one other thing that's emerging from this agreement is the potential now of that GSA may implement some of the requirements that come through the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulations, or the DFARs. Now, if they do that because of how much the Army and others are using OASIS, that would really make it easier for all of DOD to use this contract. And actually, Tom, that would probably be the first for any civilian agency contract to implement some of the DFARS regulations and requirements.
Interesting. And I guess the Hickson he was referring to is Tiffany Hickson of GSA, who was in charge of that contract. All right, so Jason, this is not the first agreement like this for OASIS, is it?
But no, absolutely.
And what's different about this time with the Army?
You're right, Tom. It's not the first one. In fact, the Army deal follows a similar one by the Air Force that they signed with GSA back in December 2013. The Air Force also promised to spend about $500 million on OASIS during its first year. So there is not a lot of big difference between the two MOUs, except for obviously one took a year longer. Halleck says the Army saw what the Air Force did and said, you know what, this just makes sense.
We vetted this pretty well. In fact, poor Jim, I dragged him to, you know, in the Army, we call our senior contracting folks PARCs, principal assistants responsible for contracting. So I have a conference with them twice a year. So one of the conferences, I brought all the PARCs together and then told Jim, I want you to come and, you know, take the lashes from the group. And actually, that was a great, great process. And Jim had all the answers. And that's where we made the decision. But it took a while to get all those folks together. And then even once we make the decision, consolidating it all into a document that approves this. So it took a little bit of time, but that's all it was.
Now, Halleck says he believes this agreement also will help the Army continue to meet its small business goals. He says the Army has one of the highest percentages, if not the highest percentage, of all DoD services and agencies when it comes to meeting small business contracting goals. And he expects OASIS small business contract, which, remember, Tom, there's two OASIS here. There's the unrestricted one and the OASIS one. He thinks that the small business OASIS will really help them achieve those goals even better.
All right, Jason, we have about 30 seconds left. What other agencies, if any, is GSA negotiating similar agreements with for the lower fee or other kinds of memorandums?
Well, currently there are no ongoing negotiations, whether with other military services or agencies or even civilian agencies. But Tiffany Hickson, who you mentioned earlier, she is GSA's Federal Acquisition Services Professional Services Category Executive, said there are plenty of other options, including the the Homeland Security Department and the Department of Health and Human Services. She says DHS, for instance, spends about 30% of its procurement budget last year with GSA, so it's prime opportunity.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much for that report.
My pleasure.